Welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together.
So question number one. What's question number one, please? What's the answer? What is Ajala Nene's full name? Please, what's her full name, ma?
That's the sister, she knows.
Okay, Queen Anne. Oh, Queen Anne cannot answer. Ah, hey, God. Okay, yes.
Menaya Mechi Marie-Therese.
Wait, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand.
This question is actually misleading.
Oh my God. Next.
Next. I wanted to ask that. Was she consulted before?
All right.
Okay. If the answer in front of you is different, exit. Okay. But then, for leniency's sake, if the answer in front of you is Inena Fakoya Smith. Let's go for it. Okay, question number two. What is the name of a company and what does it mean? Who can answer that? Then what does it mean? Okay. If the answer in front of you is different from that, back it wrong. So the answer is Nena Uwa Up Limited. It means see the world in Igbo language. See the world. Question three for our undergraduate. Covenant, when are they? For our undergraduate final year project, she focused on tourism development in Nigeria. Mention one of the tourist sites she focused her case study on. Anyone? Obudu? No? No?
Two more.
No? Ah. No. No.
Olumorok,
yes. And then another one. One more. Okay, the answer is we have Olumorok, Abeokuta, Ogun State, and Badagry Slave Trade. Badagry. Who mentioned Badagry? Oh, hi. Question number four. During her NYSC, she worked in a tool operating company. Mention the full name of the company. Tall Brokers International. Yeah, correct.
What's his name?
Oh, was googling it. Anyways, that's the answer to Breakers International. Question 5. In 2017, she hosted her company's first ever event to celebrate World Tourism Day in collaboration with TVP Adventures. What event was that? Yeah, it's a tourism event. So the answer is... Oh, okay.
A beach cleanup for tourism.
What's that? Beach cleanup.
Who's outside that? Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, she got it right. Beach cleanup and coconut tree planting in Badagry. Yes. Then question 6. Mention at least one or two of our prominent programs or projects that focus on tourism promotion or development in Africa. Okay.
Number 6, sir.
Yes, number 6.
Mention at least one or two tourism.
One or two, yes.
Yes. Mention at least one question.
Okay. 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 It's the same. It's I just shortened it actually. Question 6. Mention at least one or two of our tourism projects.
Tourism
Women Luncheon, yeah. So the answer, tourism podcast, nobody's mentioning that. This podcast, imagine. Tourism crowdfunding project 2021. Tourism virtual summit. That one, yes, everybody should know this. Tourism Boost Workshop, Tourism Women Luncheon, yes. And Tourism Sessions at the Social Media Week, yes, in Lagos. Yes, moving on, we are... In 2018, she was featured on Forbes Africa. What did they spotlight her for? No. It wasn't postcard. Stamps, postcard collections, yes. As an African aficionado collectors for our stamps, coins, banknotes, and postcard collections. Question 8. She has done 2 TEDx talks focused on tourism. Mention the particular TEDx platform she featured on and the topic she spoke about.
TEDx and she spoke about financing, tourism finance in Africa.
That's good. One more. TEDx a papa. Who is telling you these answers? That's good. Oh, TEDx Apapa, yes, August 2021. And then TEDx Ajawa State, November 2021. Mention at least 2 countries Ajala Nene has visited.
Dubai.
Yes. Then final question before we move, before we head to the question and answer session. What is the name of our tourism podcast and when did she launch it? A round of applause. Thank you so much for attempting all of these questions. So moving on to the next session, please. And I want us to give her a round of applause as we call on the Ajala Nene herself as she come up for this session. Thank you very much, Ma. So this is the session where we get to ask her questions and then get to know more about her and then and also the reason why we are here also, and I hope we get to enjoy this session. Thank you very much, Mama. I'm very happy. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm always on the other receiving end. Okay, let's do this. First, want us to introduce yourself to us by yourself.
Hello, everyone. Are we hungry? No, my pop-up is being fried. All right, so hello, everyone.
Hello,
mommy. Hi. No, Sanu, welcome. My name is Nena Fakoye Smith, popularly known as Ajala Nene. What do I do? I'm a tourism promoter. I try to promote anything that has to do with tourism, travel, hospitality, aviation, in my own little way. One fun fact about me. I think you guys know almost everything about me. But, I can be shy. But yeah, that's it about me. Thank you all for being here. I really appreciate it. Thank you. You left your Sundays, your Thanksgiving to be here. So thanks so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. A round of applause for her, please. Thank you. So straight to question number one. What inspired you to start this podcast? Who are your target audience? And what do you hope they will gain from listening to it?
So what inspired me to do this podcast? Last year, I was thinking of what to do to celebrate World Tourism Day, because I always try to celebrate something. I normally do my Tourism Virtual Summit, which is where we bring professionals in the industry that can talk about trends in tourism, travel, aviation. But I wanted to do something different. So I was thinking, then one day I had a gist with my neighbor who works in a media company, and he said they were doing an award. And I know about the award, and I checked online and I found out they didn't have a category for travel and tourism. And I was like, you've been doing this award for 10 years. Why isn't there any travel and tourism? And if they said, we don't know anybody in the travel or tourism space that's doing anything. I was like, what? No. I started mentioning names. Ayomide Travels, TV Beverages. So we don't really know them. And the people that would give us the money to actually sponsor for that award, they don't know them. I said, but it's Wakana and everything. Oh, we don't know them. So I was like, what can I do to make you people know about these people? He said, why don't you go and spotlight at least 20 or 50 of them that are doing something and try and put it on a newspaper. Unfortunately, I couldn't find a newspaper to put it, but I said, okay, why? Since I can't find a newspaper to put these things, why not just promote them on social media? So I spotlighted 100 tourism personalities in Nigeria, which iMedia was part of them. And I put it on social media, I tagged them, I tagged all the relevant bodies. For 3-4 weeks, this thing was trending, and I was actually surprised. Those I spotlighted were entering my DMs. I said, Nene, thank you for recognizing the hard work, what we're doing. I was like, oh my God. Oh, so people actually appreciated this thing that I did. One of the people that I spotlighted called me and said, Nene, I want to have lunch with you. And my mom was like, lunch? Hope she's not thinking I want her to give me anything. No, I just did this because I wanted you guys to be known. And she said, no, I want to actually see you. So I went to go see her. Unfortunately, she's not here today. She traveled. Her name is Moyo Osaide. She's like a manager in Radisson and owns Upbeat Center. Yeah, so she was like, she called me, we had lunch, and she was like, thank you so much for spotlighting us. Then she goes, what do you want us to do for you? And I was like, what do you mean, what do you want us to do for you? She said, you're always promoting us, you're always spotlighting us. This one you did was really good. So what do you want us to do for you? I said, nothing. I just did it for you people. I'm not expecting anything from you guys. I just wanted people to know what you guys do. And she goes, why don't you call us individually and interview us? I was like, you mean like have a YouTube channel? And my mom was like, She said, no, we can do a podcast. It doesn't have to be a YouTube channel. And I grabbed that. I took that idea. That was like October last year. I used the whole of October to like January to do a research to see how I can start my own podcast, interview these top 100 people, and let people know about them, not just online, but on podcast. And I discovered that, I think I'll go to that question we asked about challenges. But yeah, that's how I got there. And then lo and behold, African Business Radio, my people at WAKPA decided to come on board. And for the first season, they did this with me. And that's why we're here today. And I'm very grateful. Please just give them a round of applause. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for answering that question wonderfully well. The audience, I wanted to say that. Why your target audience? What do you hope?
So my target audience are not just tourism and travel people, but people that actually enjoy travel, enjoy hospitality, that want to at least explore or those who actually want to start their own tourism, hospitality, aviation business, those are my target audience. And then those who are not into that industry but love travel and tourism, that's why we have a section where we talk about Wanderlust. I always try to spotlight a tourist destination. So at least you, those who want to just travel and not interested about business, can actually listen to it. So yeah, those are my two target audience, those who want to explore and be Wanderlusters, and then those who want to start a business in tourism space, who need, like Cornelius has said, hear these people's stories so you know how they started, so that you're inspired, basically. Yeah.
So you haven't told us what they would gain from listening to it.
Okay. Well, I think I've said it, but not specifically. What I want for the Wanderlusters to be inspired to explore somewhere in Nigeria and Africa. Right now, season one is focused more on Nigeria because you're my people. I have to make sure that my people are known first. So I want people that don't know about destination. There's so many that even myself, I'm just discovering them. Like, oh my God, they exist. I want Nigerians to explore Nigeria. And also Africans who know about Nigeria to explore that. That's one. Then number two, to inspire tourism and travel entrepreneurs. I didn't have this information when I started 7 years ago, right? So for me, this is important for those who are coming on board or those who are still going, like, I'll say Cornelius again, who is like just starting in, to be inspired, to be able to know, okay, how do we go through this terrain? Because the tourism travel space, it's not an easy space. I mean, you know that, right? And it's not a money-making immediately kind of business. You don't make money quick. So I want people to know that all these Goge Africa that you see today, Wakana, I see today, started from somewhere, right? So just a way to inspire those second audience I want to inspire and what they want them to gain.
Wow. Thank you for doing justice to that. Question number two, can you share the story behind the name of your podcast? Why did you choose it? Because I was expecting something around Nene Owa podcast and things like that.
All right, for me, so Nene Owa means see the world, as we told in Igbo language. That's my native language, right? And the reason why I decided to just go with see the world, because I want it to be international. I want people to actually be able to resonate with the name. A lot of people don't know what Nene Owa means. So they may not say on Nene Owa podcast, on those African people. Because thanks to my African Business Radio people and work part, our podcast goes internationally. We're on Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts. So we're on platforms where international audience can actually listen to us. And by God's will, that's what I'm praying will happen, right? Because one of my prayers is that someone in Alaska will hear about a beautiful place called Obudukatu Ranch. I want to come there because of our See the World with Aja Nene podcast, right? So that's why I decided to use, okay, this Nene Owa is my Igbo name. Let me just make this international and use See the World instead. Since they mean the same thing anyway. So that's why.
See the World podcast. See the World. Right. Can you share a pivotal moment in your tourism journey, you know, that significantly influenced your perspective on travel and shaped the content you create? You know, like, how did the passion evolve into starting a podcast that you decided to say, okay, let me start sharing this thing with people?
All right, as my quiz has shown you, my final year project was on tourism development. And how I got that inspiration was, I read sociology. And when it came for us to have the topics we wanted to do, everybody wanted to do something about women, children, the normal things to talk about when you talk about society. I want something different. So one day I was having my shower in school and I had a Eureka moment. I just said Hawaii. Hawaii is a country that promotes tourism. That's their GDP. And I ran out of the bathroom. Great things happen in the bathroom, guys. Great things happen there. Inspiration. I ran out of the bathroom and people there were wondering what's wrong with this girl. I ran out, ran to the library, not naked, I dressed up, don't worry. And I got to the library and I did research and I found that Hawaii was actually a country that was using tourism as their GDP. And I now searched and I found out that Nigeria has not only one state, every state in Nigeria has not one, not two, not three tourist destinations. And I'm like, what's going on? Why are we not tapping into this? So I decided to do my final year project. I used Olumo Rock and Badagry Slave Gate because they were close to me and because they were the most popular. And I can proudly say I'm one of those few people that actually did their research themselves. I didn't pay anybody to do it for me. Please clap for me for that. And when we did our defense, which at the beginning, my HOD, God bless his soul, he's dead right now, didn't want me to do that topic because how does tourism and sociology connect? But for me, I was able to do the project and I did my defense, and that defense pushed me from a 2-2 to a 2-1. And it just gave me a light bulb, like, oh, Nene, this is your thing, right? So fast forwarding down, I got to work in Tour Brokers International for my NYSE, which was a good one. I learned the back end of packaging tours, but I didn't really like that part. I preferred the marketing aspect. But anyway, Oya Money called me. I left the tourism space. I went to Oya Money, and I worked there for like 8 years, 9 years. And they say when you're making money, it's good, but you get to the point that your passion too starts calling. And then I left. I started my business. But I knew that I didn't like that packaging tours part. By the way, you tour operators and travel agents, you guys are amazing. I don't know how you guys are patient. So I said, what can I do? Okay, I love marketing part. So I started marketing for you guys. That's how I got to know all the tour operators. But fast forwarding down the line, I found like I needed to do more. So that's where I started doing trainings. I work with GoGet Africa to train people and other amazing platforms and all. But I know we needed more. So when Moyo gave me the idea of the podcast, I knew that, okay, this is even bigger than my social media platform. I try to be organic in my social media. I really do ads. But I knew that podcasts and YouTube, because by the way, we're also on YouTube, can push other these people out in a greater way. So yeah, so that's why I decided, okay, let me just focus on marketing and then see how I can make it much better for those in tourism space, since that's my thing.
Oh, wow. A round of applause, please. Because moving from that into tourism, it's a lot. Because most of us, like we all know, tourism is not that thing that we tend to study in school.
Yeah.
And it's something we just jump on. And then on along that line, not all of us could sustain it. Because there's a whole lot. Now, for you to now decide to, you know, move from business, move from just passion into business and sustaining that, that is a lot. Well done. Well done. And that would lead us to this question. What have been the pros and cons of starting this podcast? And with the cons, how did you overcome them?
So, like I said, when I got the idea, thanks to Moyo, last year I did a lot of research, and I found that if I wanted to do this myself, because I reached out to some of my photographer and video friends, and by the time we calculated this, how I will interview you amazing 100 people, it was reaching into 10 million, almost 20 million just to do the podcasting and YouTube with my own, just for new, my own skills, which I didn't have the skills for podcasting. So I entered January. My dear friend here, Folakemi, knows. She's like my growth friend. I told her and another friend of ours, DK, that come guys, if I don't get anyone partnering with me for this thing, I ain't doing it. I don't have the funding to do this thing. And right now, I even need money to build my business. So I'm keeping my 10 million or 20 million in my pocket. Unless I get someone to partner with. I did a lot of research, reached out to a lot of people. We have one of them here, Yvonne. Hey girl. She started had like a media company, but she was wrapping up at that time. So I was like, I'm not doing it again. Then in February, I remember one of my friends actually had a radio show with African Business Radio. And I reached out and I said, ah, Chisom, I know you had your own radio show one time. Can you connect me with these guys? And she gave me the founder's number, like, take over, talk to him straight up. I reached out to him. He says, let's have a meeting. I reached out on a Friday. He said, let's meet on Monday. I went to the office on Monday in Ikoyi. We talked. Anoja was there. Hey, producer, where are you? And he was like, girl, I'm feeling your spirit. I love your vibe. I was like, me too. And going down the line, when I found out how much it would cost to do it, I was like, I told them, see you. I don't have money right now, right? So until I get a sponsor coming aboard, which I had people who are interested, I will hold on, hold off. By end of March, Mr. Soji, that's his name, calls me and says, Nene, let's start. Let's start. People will come on board, but you need to start for people to see what you have to offer. I'd reach out to a few friends. One or two of them are here, and they're like, you have to start first before we can come on board. And to God be the glory, we've done season one. We've done season two, which is coming out in September. Please, let's clap. It's not easy. We'll do season one. And here we are. So African Business Radio and their platform Wokpa, which is their own podcast platform, have been amazing. They've been helping with the technical parts, and I'm grateful to them for that. And then for the media part, we have the Royal K Studio. They are my media people. Clap for them now. They came on board. For the first season, they did the pro bono. I did not pay. And for the second season, they gave me a wonderful discount, which I will not find anywhere. So please, let's give them a round of applause for really helping me with this. And so that's where we are today with all those partnerships as I've gotten to. The cons just made me know that, look, you can't do this alone. You need people to help you, and I'm grateful for these people. Like every other person that has made this happen. My graphic designer, he does Japa to UK, but he did this design. His name is Kunat, and I'm grateful for him. He too gave me a wonderful discount. I can't find someone that will design these things for me at the rate he gives me. So I'm grateful for the partnerships, and I'm glad we got this far. And I'm also calling, please, if you want us to want to sponsor, come and sponsor Biko Aichorego, so that we can do this thing. I can finish interviewing everybody I need to interview. So yes, thank you.
I'll advocate for you. I'll advocate because he's also a big sponsor.
Oh. Guys, please, let's clap for Mr. Fakoya Smith. For Mr. Taiwo Fakoya Smith. He's my major sponsor. He's the one that's making sure that I go to the studio to make sure I record and I come back. He used to say, Yahoo, I don't want to see a jumping bus. I am paying for your Uber. Go there. If you don't have money, I'll pay for Uber. And he's been supportive, right? So please, help me to help his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. It's not easy. Hey, it's not easy. And then this is also sending us a message that we can't actually do this thing alone. Like, we need collaborations. We need to meet with people. We need to expand to reach out to our network. It's not all the time money sometimes. It's their connect, it's their resources. And once they know that we are valuable, I think they'll see us as a worthy investment to reach out to us. Thank you very much for that. And also, now, if you could have any guests, living or dead, on your podcast, any guest living or dead on your podcast, who would that be? Nice.
The original Ajala himself. I think his name is Moshood Ajala. I can't remember, but he was the man that in the 1970s, he actually was in the UK. He used to wear a bada and ride his bicycle around Europe. So he was quite popular, a Yoruba man. I can't remember his full name now, but he's the original Ajala himself. He used to enter his bike wearing a bada and riding around the whole of Europe. And he was quite popular, even with Hollywood. Presidents knew him. So it was a big deal. And in Nigeria, if you say you're an Ajala, that means you like to waka waka, you have to travel. And I actually stole that name from him. That's how I have Ajala Nene. That's Ajala, his name, and Nene. So he'll be a person I would love to interview, like the one that's dead, though.
Yeah.
The one that is living. Michelle Obama. I'm a huge fan.
Okay.
So yes.
Oh, nice. I would love to listen to that session. Especially with the dead Ajala. Amen. Okay. All right. So this one. As someone who curates and shares travel experiences, how do you ensure that your content remains authentic and resonates with both seasoned travelers and those new to the tourism world?
I like that question because I'm turning 40 next year and I'm feeling younger, right? So it just shows that you need to also be learning from the younger ones, actual people. So I think one of the ways I've tried to do that is have people like you around me. I join communities online. I join related tourism stuff, whether it's via email or via WhatsApp groups. I just try to stay informed. Of course, I also listen to news, or just basically, I think I do more of connecting with people who are in tune with what's happening. Like, as much as I would have loved to travel as a tourism person, because of my beautiful family, I don't have to travel as much. So I keep in touch with people in the travel space to know what's happening. And also I ask questions. Like one of the reasons I started the tourism crowdfunding was because during the COVID period, a lot of tourism businesses in Nigeria did not get the so-called tourism relief that they said they were going to give us. I was in tune, I knew about this money. It was about 1. Something billion, but a lot of us didn't get that money. And it felt really bad because I saw how other countries were actually taking care of their tourism businesses. And we had like an online town hall with Travel Massive. It's a big online travel community. We have the Nigerian version. We had a town hall meeting during COVID and we're talking about funding. And then I asked a question, what do you guys think about crowdfunding or grants and all? And people say, that's a nice idea. I took that idea. I went to look for someone who teaches people how to crowdfund. The guy was in the UK. I paid him to teach me how to crowdfund, how to build all those things. And thankfully, the crowdfunding initiative was part of a competition, which I made the top five. So it means that, oh, this is something people really needed. And so I always try to listen to problems that happen in the tourism space to solve that problem. That's why I started workshops. People wanted training, I started a workshop. People wanted marketing, I started promoting on digital marketing. So I also listen and ask questions to know what problems we have and how I can solve them in my own little corner. So yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Second to the last question, because I know you are thinking that this is the last one, but I'm glad to be in this position right now. I could remember our last session, you were asking me these questions. But don't worry, it's easy. So far, where will you tag as your best tourist attraction in Nigeria?
Well, that's it's not an easy or hard question to answer, because one of my dreams is to travel to the whole of Nigeria to visit all our tourist destinations, to experience them. But the ones I've experienced so far, Olumoro, Badagry, I can't really say, because I know there are more other beautiful ones. But for now, the one that will still stick to me is Badagry slave trade, because it talks about the history of Nigeria, and not just Nigeria, West Africans, how we went through slavery. And anytime I go through that trail to go to the point of no return, it's always very emotional for me. But I know there are other ones that, like Obudu Katu Ranch. Yeah, oh my God. Funny story, fun fact, I did my NTC camp in Cross River, but I ran back to Lagos. I redeployed myself back to Lagos. But the experience there was beautiful. Yeah. Right? Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to Obudu Katu Ranch, and it still hurts me to today. So that's one place I really want to go and experience. You know, you've gone there and you always make me jealous, but yeah.
I'll always put it to your face. Obudu is nice, you should go. You should visit. And then the last thing, what's that one fun thing that we don't know about you? And then word for everyone here today.
Somebody's laughing because she knows that. I will ask you this question. One fun thing about me, I don't know. Can you guys help me? What's one fun thing about me?
That we don't know.
That you guys don't know. I think you guys know everything. Always happy. Always happy. Not goofy. I'm funny. I love talking. What else? I love listening to good music. What else? I love what? I talk really fast, okay? I love adopting people. Okay, so then that's ready for you. Take. Like, okay. I love talking.
Yeah. We want the one that we don't know. The one that we don't know, that's all we want. So yes, one word, one advice for everyone here, aspiring travelers, and then those ones that have been, you know, avid travelers also. What advice do you have for everyone?
Okay, my advice is let's travel and explore Nigeria. Nigeria is actually blessed. I think we've not scratched the surface. Please clap, like you said, clap. We've not scratched the surface. So one of my advice is let's explore our nation. One of my dreams is to do like a travel documentary where I will travel the whole of Nigeria and explore and show it to the world. All right, so that's my advice, please explore. Then for those of us who are coming into the industry or who are in the industry already, please let us promote our nation. Let's promote what we have. I know it's not been easy in our industry, it can be quite hard and tough, but as long as you're passionate about it, keep dreaming, keep making things that will make things easier for us in the industry. And for those who are not in the tourism space that are here, thank you for being here. Thank you for being travel lovers. Thank you for listening to my podcast, for inspiring me, for encouraging me. So yeah, and a special thank you to my husband for being an amazing support. Ooh, and my adorable children for being a support. And my sister, my brother that are here, Ifunaya, Arinze, thank you. Afam that's in Canada, you're hearing, thank you. And to my mom, who has always been my inspiration, always telling me to do what makes you happy, and just do you. Thanks to my mom. And to my late dad, thank you for inspiring me. By the way, my daddy was helping me with my Pranaya project when he died. So it was a big deal. So when I was doing the project, it meant a lot to me, and I'm grateful that I did well. And to everybody that's been supporting me one way or the other, all my tourism sisters and brothers and friends, my Covenant University people that are here, thank you. And my Rainbow College friends too, I see you. And everybody that's dear to me, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Explore the world. And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comments, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.